going to cast a flaming sphere.
It extinguishes in the water.
Huh?
You wake up. As you're having breakfast, a horse emerges from the mist, dragging its fallen rider behind. It's difficult to discern the rider's race or gender. Where the torso should be are just wet loops of intestines dragging through the grass and mud.
Okay.
Was this in the direction we were heading?
Yes.
Professor Gutspiller, what could do this?
Well, grab it. Let's look at it.
All right, Torque doesn't hesitate.
Grab the horse.
Grab the stirrups.
The saddle is designed for mounted combat and is branded with the sign of the Crown and Mountain. The rider was wearing rusting chainmail and roughshod boots.
Sounds like there's a battle. Looks like this one was on the losing side.
Should we move around it, or we should continue on?
I suppose we should take a look.
Yeah, we can. So,
it's kind of like
a scout.
Yeah, try to sneak forward a bit and see if we can get some vision on what there was there.
So is one person scouting, or are you all scouting?
Take these. I'm going to pass out good berries. Make sure you have your two good berries. Everyone should probably have them, but they expire like every 24 hours or so.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I can go ahead and take a look if you guys want to wait here.
Sure.
Elor is going to like stealth forward. I also have Mask of the Wild, and I may attempt to hide in any natural phenomena, which I am in a swamp.
Okay.
There's probably swampy things I can try to hide in and sneak through. I'm going to use that to my advantage to hopefully be able to stealth up and try to get some vision of what's going on up this way.
So you're coming from that direction.
From here?
Yep.
Okay.
Roll stealth.
4 plus 4, but does Mask of the Wild give me any bonuses because of trying to hide in the natural phenomena?
It allows you to make the attempt. Because otherwise there's not a lot here.
Okay.
A massacre has occurred here. 4 heavy wagons lie overturned, half submerged in muddy water. Bodies of fallen orcs are cast about like bloody dolls. Broken spears and shattered shields litter the battlefield. Deep furrows have been torn into the muddy ground, and the stench of rot is stronger than ever. The battle still rages at the edge of the island.
Okay.
Ooh, he's trying to take wagons through here, mutters.
Yeah, right. And kids in their four-wheelers?
3 orcs desperately stab spears at a rotting serpentine shape that faints in and out of the swirling mists with impossible quickness. So the fog is heavy. Anything that is beyond 25 feet is heavily obscured.
Okay. So I can't quite tell, like, what they're... I just see stuff moving around fighting over there, and I can't quite tell what they're going on.
Yep.
Well, I want to try to figure out what they're fighting, I suppose. I don't know if I should tell the other guys. How far away am I from them?
Like 100 feet.
You could perhaps assist, maybe, in something, but I can't tell what they're fighting. I should probably try to get a glimpse at what they're actually fighting. Maybe a weasel has a +5 stealth.
Sounds good.
So does a giant weasel.
If you were like a rat and you went up there... No one's gonna, like, no, even if they saw you, they wouldn't care. There's a rat in the forest.
True.
They're ain't attacked.
I don't wanna waste it on a rat, you know? If I'm a giant weasel, I got a little bit of something, you know? Let's return and tell them that I see some orcs fighting some kind of creature in the swamp. And they look desperate.
Okay.
I'll return back to them and tell them.
All right,
There's a battle. I saw what looked like orcs fighting something and they look desperate.
Desperate? Do they need help?
Perhaps. I'm not sure. Gutspiller, are the orcs around here, are there typically orcs around here? Are they...
travelers?
Evil people? Good people?
Nothing good lives here.
They could have been traveling through and have been attacked.
Certainly we want help if I'm being attacked and in desperate need.
I'm fine with helping.
Could be an opportunity to gather allies in this dangerous place.
True. Or perhaps resources is scattered about cots and all kinds of things.
Should they not survive?
Yeah, we'll definitely take their
stuff. Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Not one to back down from a fight when someone needs help.
All right, let's go help.
It's got spoiler approved. Go and help him. What I read in his face, any kind of emotion?
Worry. But agreement.
We are a school of heroes.
Put yourself in that sort of area.
Can I use heroism on my party members?
Does it say self?
No. I mean...
When it says, like...
A willing creature you touch is imbued with bravery.
Then, yeah, anyone.
Okay.
Is heroism the opposite of bane? There's a spell that's like the opposite of bless. That's what it is. Bless is the opposite of bane.
It actually adds temporary hit points equal to your spellcasting ability modifier at the start of each of its turns.
That's only three.
So that's a plus three temporary hit points.
Yeah, but...
At the start of each turn.
At the start of each turn.
Like, oh. So like you give that to someone, and then at the start of each turn, they get a plus three temporary hit points.
So if you gave it to like the tank or something like that...
If they don't get hit...
It's ongoing healing.
I think it stacks, right? If they do get hit, at least they get an extra plus three buffer.
So they don't, is it get 3, 6, 9, 12? Yeah.
Temporary hit points, I think, only last so long, though. Eventually, they'll...
Immune to being frightened and gains temporary hit points equal to your start of each of its turns. So yeah, it stacks. And if you cast it as a second level, you can do additional creature.
And it only works for a minute, too. So it would be during like a battle, it's a good time to
like
do that.
Rounds,
so that
right?
Yeah, pretty much. Typically, a battle is going to be a minute.
Okay.
Look at us all lined up.
Alright, initiative.
So if you cast it as a second level spell or higher, you can
initiative.
Target one
initiative,
additional
guys.
Creature.
I'm at 17.
Five.
Nine.
Four for Vulcan.
The dog?
14.
Plus three.
Yeah.
17.
Yeah.
You see shapes battling in the fog. One of them is large and serpent-like. The other three are orc-like. It is Mercury's turn.
I think he's going to sneak up there and just do a bite to the straggler.
All right, so speed is 7.
My teleport there uses a turn, right?
No, it's just a movement, but it's a recharge for the teleport. So yeah, he can just teleport, but he teleports 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. As close as he can get.
Okay.
And then he could move again this turn, but then he can't attack.
Okay, I'll wait.
Okay.
Okay.
So who are you attacking?
Well, no one right now, but...
I mean, who are you going for?
Let's go with the guy on the left.
You're attacking the people.
We're going for the serpent.
Oh,
trying to save the orcs.
Yeah.
Dork. Okay, I mean, I'm going to follow Mercury's lead. He's a little faster than I am, but I just run up. Maybe, you said these guys are desperate. Maybe just give a rousing yell.
You gonna startle them?
I must. I mean, they because possibly they could, you know, retreat back. Like if like one of them's close to death or something, they could retreat back and
rally
come closer to us. Rally.
Okay.
All right.
So do you want to move again?
That's
one movement.
That's 5.
Well,
difficult to
gotcha. Yes, again.
It was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yep.
All right. They turn around. What language did you say that in?
The common.
Okay.
Like giving them like a wave, like, you know.
What are you saying?
Signifying, I'm saying, Oi, fellas, looks like you boys could use some help.
They come back towards you.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Shield wall.
And attack.
And flank you.
Yeah.
They each toss javelins at the foul beast.
Mm. Now that I'm closer, can I notice anything else about the beast? If it has the same sort of disease that we've seen with the zombies?
This is a black dragon.
Ooh.
But it appears to be half dead and nearly blind. It looks like it's rotting from the inside out.
Like a disease?
It seems to be crazed with pain. There are long white flesh marks. That doesn't look like it was caused by the orcs.
So this isn't Stygoth. Right? This isn't Stygoth?
It is
Stygoth?
Yeah. It's the disease that's gotten to him.
Yep.
He's withering away with this shit.
Jesus, we're gonna fight a dragon.
Let's do it.
A black dragon.
We'll sing songs about this battle, Aaron.
The orcs will.
Become a rat, run away if you want.
Become a rat, run away.
No, he should be one of those lizards that run on water. Just across the swamp. Javelins puncture into its flesh. This black bile blood pours out. As it impacts, it sort of sprays.
Okay.
They do some damage to it.
Okay.
It runs forward crazed and does a multi-attack.
Shield our friends, Eric.
If you rage next time.
With one of its claws, it strikes down at this. He was wearing some, like, chainmail armor, but it did nothing as the dragon's claws go through it and its flesh like butter. He collapses. And this one, much like the rider you saw before, the dragon bites down from the top and takes its upper torso whole and begins to swallow it. You see it just legs and intestines fall.
Should stab through its neck.
Maybe they were.
So it can't swallow.
They're intelligent, right? Death.
Yes.
They were.
They did now.
The dragon. Oh, I mean, the dragon? I mean, it's...
Under normal circumstances?
You can
but
see
it does appear to be crazed.
It's crazed and in pain. Well, it's.
Want to use command, making... Rick. We're trying to use that forever.
Stop trying to use it. It's not a nail. And that is not a hammer.
So now, Thane is next.
Can I try to use command?
Were you in range?
How many feet away am I right now? 100?
You're within 100.
Okay, this is 60 feet.
So, obviously I'm going to get closer.
So, do your movement?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Yeah. So, how far am I now?
You're within 60.
Okay. So, I want to try it, see if it works.
Okay.
Yeah, you speak one word command to a creature you can see within range. The target must succeed on a wisdom saving throw or follow the command on its next turn. The spell has no effect if the target is undead. That's not undead yet.
It's not undead yet.
If it doesn't understand your language or if your command is directly harmful to it.
Okay. What is your command?
Sleep.
Okay. It saved.
Okay.
So the spell fails.
Okay. All right.
But it would have worked. So if it had to keep it up.
Yeah. I think I can only do once.
It's a spell slot. So you lose.
A spell slot. You can cast it again, but
yeah.
You lose a spell slot.
All right. Allure.
All right, so let's push up with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Cut off your toes and give them to the dwarf so he can run a bit faster.
So these guys are dead, right?
Oh, yeah.
Their body parts are laying here and stuff. And
yep.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
I want to, like...
It's the
corpse
people.
Gotcha. Broken wagons.
As close as I can get right now, I'm going to... cast fairy fire on any creature in the area must make a dexterity saving throw.
10.
That will fail. For the duration, which is up to a minute, objects and affected creatures shed dim light. Any attack roll against a creature or object has advantage if the attacker can see it, which they can't.
Okay.
And the affected creature or object can't benefit from being invisible.
Okay. All right, so you have an advantage to hit it. Was that an action?
Yeah, it's an action, and I already moved.
It's Vulcan's turn.
So I have nothing else.
All right.
It's just finishing swallowing the upper half of one of the orcs.
Damn. Yeah. I was thinking about trying to do animal friendship, but if it has an intelligence of 4 or higher, it won't work. And I was like, well, dang it, sure it does.
Yeah.
I would be like,
I was
hey,
counting on that for my thing.
So I want to try to, like, see if we maybe help it. And it's not an enemy to us.
So it's not dead yet? It's just like...
It's not dead yet. It's got this poison disease thing in it or something. Is it... Oh, I was going to ask on my turn, too. Do I see, like, are its eyes, like, glossed over? Kind of like the things we've seen before, like with the wyvern or anything?
No.
No? So this is something different than, like, resin.
Nope.
You say all dragons are normally evil?
No.
Chromatic
no.
dragons.
Yeah, so black, white,
so
red,
typical
blue,
colors
green.
Versus metallic colors.
Okay.
Like gold and silver.
Silver,
and
copper.
Like so those are typically... Good.
Okay.
Even though there's a lot of white on this one's skin, it is a black dragon.
Okay.
Probably because of scarring and such. I'd like to do detect thoughts. So I'm going to move up within range. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I pull out a copper piece from my coin bag.
Okay.
Huzzah! Is it automatic? Because I don't see...
It says...
I don't see what to roll or anything
like
that.
For the duration, you can read the thoughts of a certain creature when you cast a spell, and as your action on each turn until the spell ends. You can focus your mind on any one creature you see within 30 feet. If the creature you choose has intelligence of 3 or lower, or doesn't speak any language, the creature is unaffected. So you cast it on yourself, so
yeah.
It's going to work. And then when you cast the spell, and as your action on each turn until the spell ends, you can focus your mind on any one creature to see what their thoughts
okay.
are. So you, it should be, yeah.
So since I'm casting it on myself, it's an automatic success because I'm not resisting it.
Okay. There's many paragraphs
okay.
for this spell. You can cast. You initially learn the surface thoughts of the creature, what is most on its mind at the moment. As an action, you can either shift your attention to another thought or attempt to probe deeper into the same creature's mind. If you probe deeper, the target must make a wisdom saving throw.
Okay.
If it fails, you gain insight into its reasoning, if any, emotional state, something that looms large in its mind, such as something it worries over, loves, or hates. If it succeeds, the spell ends. Either way, the target knows that you are probing its mind. Unless you shift your attention to another creature's thoughts, the creature can use an action to make an intelligence check to break the
mind reading.
Okay. Down.
So you'll get, with that, its initial thoughts.
Right. It's surface thoughts.
And then you can dive deeper with an action on your next turn.
Gotcha.
So is that what you're doing?
Yes.
All right. So its mind is racked with pain. That's really the only thing it feels.
Okay.
You can tell that it's thinking about using its breath weapon for this combat encounter, but okay. It doesn't seem like it can, probably because of the disease.
Can you tell anything about if it's attacking them actively, or were they attacking them? Does it say anything there?
Can I tell anything about its, like, whether this was reactionary or predatory?
Not this one.
Okay. You have to dive deeper into his thoughts. So you're just getting his surface level thoughts of, like, I'm gonna attack, can't attack my breath.
Gotcha.
I'm gonna kill these things that hurt so bad.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I'll telepathy that to everyone.
Okay. Mercury.
You know, he's a strong son of a bitch. So, yeah, we're still trying to see if we can, like, help him, right?
There's one orc left. Some of the bodies strewn about could be alive.
Mm-hmm.
Now's probably not the time to check.
Can I go around to flank him?
Yeah.
Just we have someone on the flank.
Maybe go around, but don't attack. Maybe ready or something.
Yeah, I'm going to, like, you know, not attack yet.
If he moves again, he's going to get an attack of opportunity.
So I'm kind of in a defensive stance.
Okay. Torque. I just see these two orcs get completely destroyed. The other one back here, I kind of put my hand out, like, back, you know? And, I mean, I know from my lessons that dragons have intelligence in a way, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I kind of want to put my hand up almost and try to, like, signal, like, you know, we mean you no harm, we're here to help.
Beast.
I mean, I might as well just scream that at him, you know?
Okay.
So I think that's what I'm going to try to do, but while backing up with the other orc, trying to get out of any kind of rage.
While raging.
And I am crossing my fingers behind myself, raging. Yeah.
So roll animal handling.
Okay. 13.
You are at the same time trying to calm it while screaming at it.
Well, screaming as in saying, like, you know, I'm trying to show that would mean no harm.
Okay.
I just that it's very big and loud and diseased.
So you back up.
But I am backing up.
A little bit as you try and be in a non-aggressive stance.
I will obviously have my shield here.
Okay.
You know?
All right. It is Stygoth's turn.
And I'll probably, like, as my bonus action, I suppose, like, ready my shield.
Sure. Its wings begin to beat.
Mm.
It begins to take flight, but it's very labored and difficult for it. Like, it's not graceful at all. It sort of beats its wings a few times, gets into the air, starts to come down. It touches ground, it leaps off again, and it begins to flee.
Can we tell if that's just the nature of the dragons? We know that they don't fly very well, or is it the disease that's doing it?
It's definitely hampered by the disease.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
But it begins to fly away.
I mean, if I thought it could understand me, I would say, like, reiterate, we're trying to help you. Let us help.
It just seems to be escaping.
Okay.
He's looking at Rick like...
not much I can do then, if it's escaping.
Okay, so he's starting to fly away then?
Yep.
Yeah.
Thane would be next.
I want to try to make him
sleep.
I'm trying to make him sleep again.
Okay.
You gotta get in range.
So you gotta run up and then make him sleep.
Actually,
just
command 60 feet. Hey, he's just in range there.
Does it matter? Effect? It's not more. Okay.
It doesn't matter.
I'm gonna yell, sleep, bitch!
Okay.
You get
roll,
one word.
It has to roll a charisma, right?
Okay. Yeah. He's not floating out of water, right?
I mean,
no,
swamps.
He's flying.
Okay.
He's flying on the swamp.
Could be like, I was gonna say, it could be like Dragonheart or Shallow.
13.
What's your saving?
It's 13, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it was. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So he saves.
Got it. God damn you, Gus.
Allure.
One spell left.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Maybe attempting. I don't know. It says it's gonna fail, so I don't want to waste it. But I'll yell to Stygoth. Stygoth, we could help. Let us examine you. Come back. We know you're in pain. And I'm gonna roll animal handling and see if I can get him to maybe listen, to understand, maybe return.
Okay.
It's gonna be a 9 plus 5, so 14.
Okay. It turns to look at you. And as it does, a bolt strikes into its side.
Oh.
Seems like it came from the mist.
And I can't see anything?
You can tell the direction it came from.
All right.
Once it's hit, it begins to fly away again.
Someone fired a bolt in that way.
It looked like a hefty bolt.
Oh, man, so he really got hit. As long as they haven't dragon hardened the end. So he flies away then, so I can't do anything else.
Flies away.
Fucking okay. Shit. Down. I look in the direction of the
spell
bolt.
Slots.
Oh, we're not dead.
True, we're not dead.
The one orc is still alive.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of debris.
Yeah, okay, so the battle is over. I kind of have my hand on that orc. You know, it's firm, but, you know, trying to be friendly. Just being like, what happened here?
Okay. Maybe we talk to him before we raid the bodies.
We what?
He looks terrified.
Mm-hmm.
You see that he has a sword. And the sword looks like it's made of a black, jagged metal. You get an eerie sense just by looking at it. Do you speak Orc?
I speak Undercommon and Draven. I do not speak Orc.
Does anyone speak Orc?
No.
Elven, Common, Sylvan,
something
Draven.
Makes you speak a bunch of stuff.
I can comprehend languages.
He babbles in a language you cannot understand.
Can he only speak Orc? That's the question.
Professor Guspiller, do you speak Orc?
Aye. He says that they were delivering supplies to the stronghold. The dragon came and attacked them. You see what happened.
But why did the dragon stop attacking once we showed up and asked if it needed help?
He asks him.
Yeah. Beast.
Beast to me. The orc shakes his head. He doesn't know.
Is there anybody else here as part of your group, or are they all gone?
He looks around.
Maybe you can join us. While they're talking, I want to walk over towards where the bolt came from, see if I can see anything. All
right, as you start heading in that direction, you see eventually what looks like rough, decrepit castle walls, on top of which appears to be a scorpion. Probably fired the bolt.
The castle we were heading to?
Well,
the stronghold.
I mean, if they were delivering stuff to the stronghold, perhaps...
We're pretty close to it.
Or we can also deliver stuff to the stronghold.
Yeah. Well, are there any wagons left?
There's nothing that is whole. One of the wagons could be repaired. The other wagons are completely destroyed.
What about the cargo?
There is some cargo remaining.
So I'd probably tell the orc, you know, I'm sorry this happened to you. I'm sorry about your friends. We would gladly assist you in carrying the rest of this cargo to the stronghold. I have Guspiller say that.
Okay. In a few of the wagons, it looked like there were humans that were handcuffed.
Mm.
Oh. They're dead. Another one of the wagons looks like it was filled with coal and various things that you might use for forging. And
like
then another one has food.
I kind of point towards the humans in handcuffs and ask who are these people? Who were these people?
Cargo.
Okay.
Just what they were hauling.
Yeah. Slaves?
Aye.
Mm. Alrighty. Torque. Stay silent.
Okay.
They're still raging. This stronghold here, well, what is it? What is its function here in this swamp?
So as you're having this conversation, you
yeah.
see the gates open,
mm.
and some other humans begin to come out. They look around. We needed those slaves. Who are you?
We just saved your friend here.
Who are you? Why are you here?
We're travelers coming through the swamp. We happened upon your, little convoy here.
Your little slave,
attempted to protect what we could, but most of it had already been destroyed.
Out of the kindness of your heart?
Well, we know the dangers of the swamps. Some things are fairly treacherous here. We saw your friends, and they were in trouble here.
Indeed.
I'm sure you saw it as well. A large dragon.
Aye.
We managed to push him off. Scare him away.
I pushed it off.
He was flying away far before anything from the castle happened.
You're the one who did the bolt, though.
Indeed.
Right? Thank you very much. We were very upset, thinking that we were going to be decimated.
Stygoth is nothing to sneeze at.
No,
he looks
at all.
A little worse for wear these days.
Well, I can see you're a man of business. We're men of business, too, and I'm about to ask you what you're doing here. Do you mind if we recover from the battle?
No problem. We'll start gathering things. You see them bring out, like, wheelbarrows.
It's a damn shame about losing your resources here.
Ah, there's always more. No money lost.
So what do you guys do here? It's a large castle? Or used to be a castle, right?
Yeah, it looks like ruins. It was once a castle, but... from what you guys remember before, this was like the land of a barbarian kingdom. Mm-hmm. This was its capital. Mm. That was a long time ago.
Gotcha.
And it's sort of fallen into degradation since then. And for some reason, it's now swampland, which probably wasn't before.
These walls keep you fairly safe from Stygoth?
Old Betsy does.
Scorpion.
Are you a king?
No.
We'll assist you a bit in getting some of your resources inside, and then perhaps we can rest a bit, continue our journey once we've recovered from the battle.
Are there shops and stuff inside?
Ha! This is no town.
Okay, make sure there's like little vendors.
We forge!
I'm making stuff here or something.
You will have to talk to the lady if you wish to stay.
The lady?
Aye.
Is that who runs this place?
Aye.
Very well.
Can our friend we helped here come with us? Maybe vouch for us?
Aye.
What's your name?
Torgo.
Torgo. Well met, Torgo. I truly hope we meet again soon.
Aye. Strong grip.
Through this whole thing, I'm...
Oh, you have no idea, Torgo. And then I look at the other orc that was part of the party that we saved. What is his name? I ask him, what was your name?
Oh, Rot.
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 Well, met Rot. I'm sorry about your friends, Rot.
So you see Torgo go to one of the orcs, and he cuts out one of their eyes. Yeah. And like puts
one
it in his pouch.
The dead orcs?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know how to say that. A souvenir?
Could be some kind of...
Yeah. So are we being led to the lady?
If you wish to be.
Sure.
Yeah. Maybe as we're going, I'm talking with Rot. Have you been here before, Rot?
I've made this trip many times.
What often do you do here?
We only deliver supplies. We pick them up from the Mountain King, deliver them here.
You get paid well for that.
Aye.
It's a very dangerous trek.
Aye.
You said the Mountain King. Does the Mountain King supply you all the cargo that you bring?
Indeed.
Do you know what they do with the resources that you bring? I assume working in this forge.
Yes. They make these blades. Blight blades.
Oh, sounds like dangerous work. They probably go through a lot.
Indeed. As you're walking through, in fact, you see some pits dug into the ground.
Okay.
Inside of which hosts a variety of people.
Mm. The usual kind of twinkle in his eye and happy charisma of Torque is gone, though.
It's
a bit darker. His friends can tell that it's completely different, but hopefully what people he's talking to don't notice anything.
No, so this whole thing, I'm like, telepathically, I'm like, are you good?
So you go inside, on the castle walls, you see the scorpion. There's also just behind a watchtower that rises out of the mist like a spiky-legged spider, no more than platformed by three tall timbers. Tower's decorated with skulls strung on rope like beads and tattered war banners spattered with dried gore. The banners all share the same sigil, a blood-red skull.
Just as you enter into the walls, you see a short spiked wall surrounds this deep pit. Gaunt humans, elves, and dwarves squat in mud below. The slaves are covered in bloody rags and all bear wounds of some sort. A few call weakly, but the majority are too broken in body and spirit to even hope for rescue.
So are we all telepathically linked, or just we link with you?
Yeah, is it like Young Justice now?
Yeah, like, we're gone. Yeah.
Like,
is it like that, or is it like we all can go to him and then he can relate to us?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we can't talk to each other.
He's a fucking piece of shit.
So if you're walking along, you pass a few different buildings. You pass what looks like a warehouse. You pass what looks like a forge. You pass what looks like a great hall, or what would have once been a great hall.
Do I, as we're moving along, do I get a sense of how many people are here that are not the slaves? How many workers? How many guards?
Sure. It is an industry. There are quite a few.
And Aaron, I don't know how your sense of resplendent works. Is that only the panther smell so far?
Yeah, I was smelling for when I was her.
Between orcs and humans, you've counted at least 24 so far.
About 24 or so.
Like as guards and people working and like actual workers? And
yeah, just...
Do they mainly look like workers? Do they mainly look like guards?
Most of them are workers. A good deal of them appear to be slaves as well. But the actual people like doing the smithing don't appear to be slaves. There are a few guards.
Okay.
But you've seen maybe 6 so far. You are led into, it's hard to say what the structure was before, but it is the most intact. Inside, you see a room that looks familiar when you were looking through the scrying before.
Yeah.
It is a rough room, but it is furnished in some very contradicting fineries. You see, like, a couch. You see some rugs and things. And on one of these couches, being fed, is a woman who is dressed in black and has long black hair. And you see she is talking to a familiar-looking fairy.
Fed by the fairy?
By a slave.
Okay. Let's see. Right. Well, there's no point in trying to hide it, because as soon as Rezzy sees us, she's probably going
to
say
something. Yeah, as we see her, does she seem to be in any distress or just happy?
No, she looks happy. It looks like she's being instructed. You hear a little bit of the conversation, and the woman is telling Rezzy about the facts of life, kind of thing, as she sees them.
Yep.
Gotcha. All right.
Well,
as we get closer, I'm gonna be happy because I feel like I lost her, and it's my fault. I'm gonna be like, Rezzy, you're okay.
Hey, you came to visit.
We came to find you. We've been searching for you for days.
I've been here for days.
Doing what?
Huh?
Are you okay?
Yeah, it's been great.
I was so worried about you. This creature came and took you.
I don't remember anything about that. I just kind of woke up here, but Kyleth is real nice. Kyleth, these are my friends. She introduces each of you.
Kyleth
sort of...
She introduces us like...
From the couch.
Like Splinter does in Ninja Turtles.
Yes. Stands up.
Yeah.
Hello.
Aaron does like this gangster handshake.
So, you must have come from the academy.
Yes. We're traveling. We were looking for Rezzy. Last time we saw her, she was taken towards a swamp. And we've been traveling trying to follow her trail.
Interesting. She told me that she was taken from the forest.
A forest? She was in a forest at one point.
And she was, from what it sounds like, experimented on?
Experiment.
Caused some great distress?
I mean, she does have, there are some things that could occur that, were not good for a few creatures and people alike.
Oh, I know all about those, don't I, Rezzy? Yes, yes, she's been so nice. She's been teaching me how to use them. I have powers.
We know. That's what we were working on, just so that you could learn how to use them. So how are you familiar with these powers?
They're similar to my own. We have similar apps, so it would seem.
So what all have you learned, Rezzy?
Oh, kind of stuff. Here, I'll show you. So the orc is there with you. She looks at the orc.
Rock.
Rock. And You see Roth's eyes cloud as he goes over and takes some fruit, like a grape, and gives it to Rezzy. See? I can make friends anytime I want now.
Well, how do we sing this?
Yeah, no, I don't think
Torque is kind of hanging back. There's a ringing in his ears. You guys can take charge on this one.
Kyleth told me that I can use my powers to make people happy. If I find sad people, I can make them happy.
Do you think Rot is happy that you made him grab a grape?
Look at him, he's smiling. Rot is smiling.
But whose choice is that?
What?
Whose choice is it that he's smiling? Is it yours or his?
Kyleth says, we've talked about this. People choose to be unhappy. Sometimes people need stronger people to make the choices for them.
Making choices for them, and...
Now please, you're a guest. We should have a feast. I will show you to some rooms where you can freshen up. I dare say you need it. And then we can all have dinner together.
Suppose so. Does that sound all right with you guys?
Yes. Okay. You see someone come in with clouded eyes, and he escorts you to a log cabin sort of things. There's cots, like, hanging in various places if you wanted to, like,
so like
watch
it's like
drink.
One big room that we are going to be in?
Yeah, it's one big room.
Kind of like our bunks. All right.
And the servant leaves.
I don't know if I'm too fond of Kyleth.
Kyleth. Yeah, she's obviously using her for power.
She's,
So how do we...
She's telling her a truth that serves her purpose the most.
Yeah, Rezzy doesn't understand what she's doing to these people.
Unwittingly, she's doing exactly what the knight from the forest was doing to her. I feel as if she doesn't remember things as exactly they were.
She said she came from the forest?
Apparently she does not remember...
But that she was also
how she came here.
Some of the story seems jumbled a bit, too. I don't know what our course of action should be quite yet.
I feel as though her memory is clouded by some arcane force.
Did anyone get a look at the blades they were making? The Blight Blade?
They set me with a deep unease.
Professor, do you know anything about the Blight Blade?
No, but I imagine it has some tie with this disease that's been spreading. We had long wondered why this great barbarian kingdom would be built on a swamp. Perhaps the ground is diseased. They're using that somehow to forge these blades.
Seems like Kyleth is aware of our school and the terminology we use to describe our powers. Do you know her at all?
No.
We need to try to get Rezzy alone and maybe try to have a conversation with her.
I don't think that course of action will go over well with Kyleth. I believe a forward confrontation.
We also must be careful if they both have similar apps.
Volcom, can you put thoughts in other people's head? Like, tell them, send them a message?
I mean, I can communicate with people.
Yeah.
I can't make someone else say something.
You
can use telepathy.
Yeah, can you, I'm just saying, have Rezzy maybe come to our chambers or
if
something?
If he's in range.
Yeah, if I'm in range, it's 30 feet.
Okay.
You could try to get her secret message during dinner or something.
Yeah.
Perhaps the best course of action will be to have dinner and see how these discussions, as she said, go. Yes.
And also for her seeming ignorance to the weight of the situation.
Okay.
Did anyone look at the slaves? Were their eyes also?
I didn't notice.
Some anything. Seemed.
Or are they just strictly slaves?
Yeah, they had that thing going here long before Rezzy got here, so I imagine.
Well.
Perhaps.
Kyleth's powers are similar.
Yeah, perhaps Kyleth's powers can also be controlling more as well. Just maybe keep some eyes on the eyes.
Yeah.
Perhaps we can notice who all is controlled and what extent of controlling they can do. How many can they control at once? Perhaps many of these people would prefer to be freed of that power and may turn ally.
I would guess that all of the slaves, kept as they are not willing participants to this.
Yeah, I don't know if you...
But they also looked weak, and I don't know that they'd be able to help if we were to...
You would be surprised by the invisible chains that are not apps used in places like this.
I suppose let's clean up, prepare for dinner, and perhaps decide some courses of action after that.
Okay. You do so.
Drink some water.
you turn into a mouse, so a little water goes a long ways.
So it's easier.
You are eventually retrieved and taken to a dining hall.
By another person with weird eyes, or?
Yes. Kyleth, another human woman that you don't recognize, she seems much younger,
okay.
Maybe 14 or 15, is sitting there as well.
I'm going to be looking at everyone's eyes, seeing if they look weird at all, so.
Okay. Kyleth and the girls are not. Resplendent is there, and then you are all there.
Okay.
And Rot is there as well.
With his eyes all weird?
His eyes seem okay.
Okay. Thank you for allowing us to clean up a bit.
It was more for my benefit than for yours.
Very well.
A toast.
All right.
To our wonderful mutual friend.
I smell my water.
Smells like wine.
I smell my wine.
I can use detect poison if I have to or whatever. So we have one spell for the day, right?
Yep. One left.
We weren't relieved of any equipment or
no.
Anything, right?
No. No, she you can roll insight. Is insight still a thing?
Yeah.
To see
trying to get
what she's lying about.
Try and get a feel of like her
yeah.
Character a bit.
18.
12.
18.
Okay.
Anything
to do? Yeah,
okay. No,
you're
15? 15? My insight's -1, 70.
You realize that she seems to be very confident.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like she fears you at all.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't think that you would be capable of hurting her.
Gotcha.
Is what it seems like. Thane notices that as she talks, she is saying half-truths, but she... You haven't caught her in a lie. But if she does, I'll let you know.
Okay.
How was the trip?
Long. Muggy. Dangerous. I almost got eaten by an alligator.
It's quite an adventure.
You survived, which is better than I can say for my caravan. She looks at Rot with steely eyes, and he shifts uncomfortably in his chair.
What's he doing there anyways? Just celebrating the fact that he lived, or what?
We did assist with that the best we could, but by the time we arrived... Most of the damage to the goods have already been done.
You've taught them well, Professor. He sort of shakes his head. Doesn't seem to trust her very much.
Have you had many dealings with the dragon?
Stygoth has lived in these parts for as long as these parts have been, so it seems. He has halted supply raids before. This is certainly not a singular instance. For the most part... He's been a terribly lazy creature. Something seems to have gotten into him.
I see someone new at the table. Who is this person here?
Oh, of course. This is Maeve, my apprentice.
Oh.
Well, one of my apprentices.
Hello, Maeve.
Hi.
How is your apprenticeship going?
Splendid.
What does the apprenticeship involve?
Just learning the ways of magic.
Do you also share a similar apt as your... teacher here?
No. Much different, I'm afraid. Your friend, Resplendence, is fascinating.
How did Resplendent come to be in your company?
I was walking the grounds and I saw this unconscious creature. I was wondering what a fairy was doing in these parts. I took her in, mended her. There's something about that that's not truthful.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just gonna roll insight. 13.
Something about that's not true.
Okay. Yeah.
There's a...
8.
Did you see any creature or anything? Last I'd seen her, she'd been taken from me by a thing.
I've seen alligators, dragons. I doubt she came with a dragon.
How long ago did you find her?
2 days.
Am I able to... With Volcom's telepathic ability, am I able to, like, kind of reach out to, and talk to him, or does he have to incept it first? Or is he
I'm in contact with,
okay.
Like, all of you.
Would you be able to tell the presence or any kind of lingering essence of the creature that escaped from you, if it's here or not?
I could maybe try. What kind of check would that be?
He had any kind of connection to it with it being
sure.
Inside him so long.
Yes. Let's see. Perception would probably be, well...
Investigation?
Religion.
Religion?
Yeah. Religion.
A 10.
That presence is not here. Okay. It's not in this room.
So what is it that you you do here, kind of? Have you been here for long? I know it used to be a castle, but it looks like you've perhaps been here for a little while.
It's been a year. I'm just about to move on. I'm currently under contract.
From who?
Making weapons. The Mountain King.
Oh, okay.
These weapons are very strange. What's special about them?
They are effective. We found that minerals from the swamp made the steel brittle, but deadly. Almost poisonous. I've lost many a blacksmith working with it. It is dangerous stuff.
Blade.
Any side effect to the wielder of these blades?
Not unless you cut yourself.
What is it that they do?
What do you cut yourself
by? They cut things.
Sure. As does any blade. But what would be the special thing that, like, your blacksmiths, what were the symptoms?
Great pain. Eventually, their organs begin to rot away.
Found anything to counteract these effects?
That's a trade secret.
Perhaps that's what has your dragon Stygoth perhaps being a little more active, is he seemed to be in quite a bit of pain when we were fighting him.
Indeed?
More so than the blades themselves. Perhaps that's why he was more aggressive in attacking your caravan.
Well, yes, if one of these orcs did their job and stabbed him with one of the blades, that would explain it. Speaking of, I believe you owe me an apology, Rot. It will be weeks before we're able to resupply. He looks cowering and quivering. He sort of whispers an apology. Seems to be very afraid of her.
I mean, when we arrived, he was standing toe-to-toe against that dragon, trying to protect everything he could.
I suppose he has spirit, if not skill.
Perhaps, but that dragon was quite a worthy adversary. Your other two that were there when we arrived pierced straight through their armor, killing them in single hits.
Perhaps so, but I think within a few more months' time, this little fairy could take that dragon. In fact, if it wasn't rotting away, I might have uses for it. But we should talk
about... I was going to say, well, if you talked about that trade secret before, if you were able to cure the dragon, that'd probably be very valuable to you, correct?
Not a bad idea.
I don't mean to cut into your business here, but we are a hardy group trying to prove ourselves into this world, make money, as I'm sure you like to do as well. Perhaps we can help calm the dragon.
Interesting idea. Respondents told me some about you, but I don't know very much. Your students at the academy, I assume. Academy for Heroes, I believe. From what I understand, heroes don't have much interest in money.
That sounds like a very good line in fairy tales, but everybody has interest in
honor
money.
Honor doesn't fill our bellies or shoe our horses.
Well, I think we shall see. Let's hold the business dealings until after dinner. We'll have a bit of entertainment. You all came here searching for your friend. That's very admirable of you, but you can see she's in no danger. She quite likes it here. She's learning more than she did at that school, that's for sure.
And she wasn't there very long.
Nor did we have someone with a similar power, which you said you have, right?
I do.
Does it work exactly the same as Resplendent's?
Oh, Resplendent is very special.
Aye, that she is.
Could you tell us more about it? We're so curious. She is, after all, one of our good friends.
It is a form of persuasion. She can convince people to do things that they might not otherwise wish. It's a dangerous ability, and one that needs careful guarding and careful instruction.
I agree. In the wrong hands, something like that could be used for terrible things.
And in the wrong hands, it could go to waste as well.
Go to waste?
Yes. Think of what good it could do.
You said that your app operates relatively the same way? Or there is some commonality between them?
Indeed. Would you like to see?
I always would be up for some kind of show.
Okay. Well, let's begin the entertainment. She looks at Rot. And you see Rot become groggy. His eyes don't become clouded.
Mm-hmm.
But she says, stand. And he stands. Follow me. She says that to all of you as well. She goes up and starts to lead you outside. So you go outside to the back of the castle, and there's no wall here. There's just a giant crevice in the ground. A thickly built platform arches out over the ravine. The beams are sickly, with gore caked atop gore. Two pairs of matched manacles are pinned to the railing with brutal nails. Several wicked bloodletting tools hang nearby, sheathed in sleeves of flayed skin. An evil wind wafts up from below. It is impossible to guess how many terrible deeds have taken place atop this wicked platform. Rot to the platform. He walks out to the platform. Rot, take a knife.
What are we doing here?
Entertainment.
I'm not entertained.
Oh, it's not over yet.
We don't want him harmed.
Harmed?
Yeah. Why
would
we?
It'd be a waste of a good resource.
The pit must be fed.
For why?
We can't keep getting the mineral if the pit is not fed.
I mean, are these people crazy, or does it really require that? It's a question, I guess.
They said without it, they don't get the mineral.
I do believe there are already several bodies that were already destroyed during the caravan attack. Perhaps use those, rather than wasting, as my friend Torkis said, a resource that you could use perhaps to tame your dragon, or...
You do have a mind for business. She snaps her fingers, and Rot seems to have his senses about him. Mm-hmm. He runs off the platform, huddles up into a ball, and begins to cower. Seems like he was aware of what was happening.
Okay.
Was the snap of fingers something that she just kind of does, or is that any kind of activation of her power?
Roll Arcana.
May I as well?
17.
Less.
So you noticed it before when she was speaking, her tone of her voice changed. It seems like there's something about sounds that she's manipulating in order to use her power. She talks to some of her men, which are not weird-eyed, and tells them to go and fetch the bodies.
We're at where the precipice is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're looking over.
Yeah.
Like, I kind of look over. Like, what am I visualizing? Is it just like a empty...
So, the gaping ravine runs from north to south. An unnatural, weeping wound cut into the heart of the swamp.
Okay.
The sides are steep and rocky, the floor cloaked in swirling mist. A warm, wet heat pulses from it like a living rot.
Eleanor was thinking about going up behind Torque and be like, whoa!
Shane.
Easy up there. It'd be a shame if some of the importance fell in here.
You feel, as you look into this thing, you don't feel danger, but an overwhelming sickness. It's like the spirit of the land here is racked with pain and torment.
Okay. It's sick itself, right?
Do you try to examine it, continue examining it, or do you look away in disgust?
I just don't want to get possessed or something. I will continue to look at it and try to perceive even deeper and try to get an understanding of what's going on.
The world vanishes as you pitch toward the rotting black maw. An instant later, you are standing on an icy battlefield. Hundreds of barbarians around you, each charging to their death. A massive black creature erupts from the ground. It has black hair, fur. It has arms, but the arms are split into two. So it has four arms each coming from a single, like this section.
Mm-hmm. Shoulder.
Its most terrifying feature, though, is its head. And this creature is huge. The head is the size of, like, a barrel. And it has two eyes, but instead of a mouth, the skull is split this way.
Mm.
And as it sort of opens, you see teeth, like razors, on the inside.
Ew. That's just awful.
As it erupts, it slaughters dozens of these barbarians with each swing of its mighty arms. You take up arms and join them. A raging war cry fills your lungs and thrills your blood. The battle rages on for hours. Finally, the thing falls, brought low by a young warrior. Only a few dozen barbarians survive. They bear the mortally wounded warrior and the creature's skull towards the cliffs to the west. Night falls. Soon only you remain. At your feet, where the thing fell, is a dark sliver of earth that stinks like rotted meat.
I wonder if that was like, maybe the earth got affected.
Oh, like burst out of the earth.
So as Alor sees Thane, he seems out of reality. Like he's not responding to anything. He's just staring at it. And he begins to fall forward.
Can I grab him?
You can.
Close enough to grab him?
And you do.
Okay.
And as you do, he shakes back to reality.
Okay.
Yeah, watch him fall.
I divulge what I said. Did you say the skull was carried west?
Yes.
Towards the cliffs.
Okay. West from here? Mm-hmm. It's like what you... Okay. Interesting.
Anyone have any theories of what this creature is?
You can ask her. Kyleth.
Could I do, like, religion or arcana?
Perhaps it's something we can investigate towards the west and maybe discuss later as well.
Could we ask Gutsplitter?
It could be a way of stopping this mineral, but I don't want her to know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like maybe it's something we should talk about later on. Whenever
so, we're alone. A wonderful evening.
Say no. Just make a decision and do it.
Well, you certainly seem to have a mind for business. If Stygoth isn't too far gone, she hands you a flask with a clear liquid in it. Try giving him this.
Is this enough for
a dragon?
A creature of his weight?
Yes, I think so.
Perhaps if you have any more or could share how to make it in case any of us come down with the same sickness. We did fight some ghastly creatures that I believe were infected the same way and almost infected us as well.
The sickness is not immediate. I'll heal you, should you make it back.
She handed it to...
To you.
To me. So, within... Like, we were right there then together.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Alright, Torque grabs it. Thinks. Looks at it. Rages. Grabs her shoulder. And pushes.
Okay.
You said make a choice, Aaron.
Make a choice, see what happens.
That's a choice.
My biggest worry is what occurred with Rezzy.
Yep.
Yeah. And her apprentice. Well, because I was going to command her to sleep, but, you know, I don't know.
Her charisma would be a
This entire time I've been tense and been shaking.
I mean, are you standing...
I'm standing right next to the precipice, and she's within reach because she handed me the thing. I grab and I throw as hard as I can.
Okay. Well... Roll strength or athletics.
And I have advantage on strength check.
Okay.
And strength saving throws. So the first one is a natural 20.
Ooh.
Roll again, just to be sure. Make it roll higher.
I've been thinking about killing this woman.
Well, I thought we'd kill her, but I thought we would do the mission first.
No, I did too. But then I, like, in my head, I'm thinking, like...
You had an impulse.
Well, I had an impulse, but I'm like, if we're going to stop this infection, you have to seal the wound first, don't we? She's the one that's causing these things, and then we purge, but oh, I'm brand so much fun.
Thanks so much for watching this episode of Dungeons & Dragons. If you want to see what happens next, you can right now over at patreon.com/blindwave, where early access is available. You can also see other things there, like full length for our reactions. Check it out, and come back.